everybody. Welcome to Hot Topics, Cool Friends. I'm here with my bestie.
Hey, Lori. Yeah, it's Wendy and Lori today, and we have our good friends from Green Bubble Gorgeous, longtime friends. So we have Crystal Szabo and Alyssa Wahlberg with us today. Hi, girls.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Great. Let's start with, like, tell us how, I mean, I know all, this is kind of awkward because I know all the story, but tell me from the beginning what you started doing. What was your first occupation?
I went to culinary school and was a chef. I worked for Whole Foods at the time, and my stress relief was kind of going home at night and playing around in the kitchen and making bath bombs and lip balm and little soaps and stuff like that. And for Christmas one year, I decided that I was really tired of making sugar cookies. I did not want to go home after working all day at Whole Foods and frost a cookie.
Gotcha.
Hundreds of cookies, because my whole family loved them, and I would always bring them home and give them to everybody for Christmas. And I decided one year to make bath bombs and lip balm and stuff instead. And then a year later, I did it again, and then I kind of started selling it at farmers markets, and it was just for fun, and I never even thought about it being a business until Whole Foods started buying it from me.
Mm-hmm. That's a good sign right there.
Right?
Yeah, it was interesting. So I kind of went into business by accident, got a tax ID number, and my cupcake bubble bombs were in Whole Foods for a Christmas season and were the top mover for 6 weeks in the body care department. Mm-hmm. They were these really cute, adorable little cupcakes. They looked good enough to eat. Then, of course, we had all kinds of stuff that matched them, and we started wholesaling mm-hmm. Bath and Body Goods. Mm-hmm. And I eventually quit my job at Whole Foods.
How long were you at Whole Foods?
9 years, I think it was.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I grew up there. I learned mm-hmm. a lot there, how to run a business, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then tell us about the name. How'd you come upon that?
Okay, so this is a really good story. I actually was trying to come up with a name for days with my stepmom, and I was writing all these names down, and none of them would stick. We had some cute ones, and I would be like, what's that name again? And have to get out a piece of paper and look. So I happened to be sleeping, and I had a dream that I named it Green Bubble Gorgeous. And of course, everybody, you know, is always like, you don't want a long name. You don't want a long website URL. It's hard to remember. Well, after a few days, it was the only thing that stuck in my head. And I went to work and I told all the cooks about it, and they kind of laughed about it. And it just kept sticking in my head. So I was like, I don't know. I feel like it's a sign. I'm going to go with it.
Mm-hmm. It was a good move.
I love the name.
It's real catchy. Yeah.
Green Bubble Gorgeous.
Yeah. And
like,
you know,
don't forget it.
You don't.
No.
And you still get, I still get people like, okay, yeah. So are they bubble? You know, you don't know exactly what it is, which is kind of cool because
yeah,
it's also
it's
not
boring. It's a little
boring.
Intriguing.
Yeah, it's a little intriguing.
It could be green bubble gum. And when you chew it, you become gorgeous.
It could be
right,
lots
you know?
Of things. Yeah. Well, that's really cool that it stuck. I mean, it was just a dream.
And I've met people in Florida at shows and then met them up here in Michigan at markets and events. And they've been like, we met you in Florida years ago. And I'm like, how do you even remember that? And mm-hmm. you know what they say.
Yep.
It's the name.
It is the name. I've actually heard that myself for you guys. All right. And then so, Alyssa, when did you start with Green Bubble Gorgeous? Tell us the story on that. Oh. How the two of you guys have known each other before that. How did you meet?
Actually, so Crystal was my older sister's best friend. Mm-hmm. And I was I a junior or senior in high school? And Crystal came home for Pittsburgh to set up for the Fulton County Fair. And she needed someone to help run the booth at the fair. Mm-hmm. So my older sister was like, Alyssa will do it. So
right into it.
Yeah. So then, let's see, I worked the fair. You moved home shortly after, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And then I helped a little bit part-time here and there. Went to college my freshman year. After my freshman year, that summer, I moved in with Crystal. Mm-hmm. Helped make stuff. And then I was part-time for a long time. Mm-hmm. Just on and off if I was home from school or had some free time, and then I got my college career job working in a juvie and did not like it at all. And I came to Crystal after she had opened her shop in Grand Rapids, and she looked at me and was like, so I might need someone to come work for me. And I was like, all right, so what?
Me, let it be me is what she said.
Yeah, basically, aww. Let it be me, pick me. And I remember I nagged you for like weeks, like, are you sure? Because like, I want to put my 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
And then 7.5 years later,
mm-hmm.
I'm still here.
You are like, well, nice. I mean, and we all know, if anybody knows the whole organization, without the two of you together, you're a big deal. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what your title is officially, but
she's got a lot of them.
She's got a lot. She wears a lot of hats, and you guys really run a great, great business. I've seen it from the beginning. And
then when I met Wendy, mm-hmm. was it during COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Or right when
started
we were
before COVID. COVID.
Yeah.
Right when we were let out. Though.
Yes.
Like, when we were, cages.
We were free.
When we were freed.
And we could leave the cages. I would be like, what are you doing? Or we would FaceTime, and Wendy was making or helping, like, all creams and bath bombs, and it was the lotion,
I think,
you were whipping the
I was actually
the whipped
at
butter,
Green Bubble.
Butter.
We were talking. You were doing our, remember it was Wine with DeWine at one, or what was it? We remember
it was
we had
Wine with
right?
DeWine. Yeah.
No, but before that, so Crystal she could talk to you guys about the View, but she was asked to go on the View, which they have the.
Oh, that's right, and you had to make.
Had to make like 500,000 pieces of things. And that's not an exaggeration. It's
close. Not an exaggeration.
No, that's not an So she had to divide us into households because
we couldn't work together.
We couldn't work together because of COVID. So I at my house, me, Cash, and Ben made 5,000 bath bombs.
I remember that because then with the boutique, mm-hmm. we started carrying Green Bubble Gorgeous, mm-hmm. which people were so excited about because, you know, now they didn't have to drive out to Grand Rapids. They could get it from us. But it was so funny because I would always be like, oh, my business partner, Wendy, well, she helps make all that. Because it was like she was a superstar because your name was so big.
Yeah.
Like people were so excited that we had that product. And I was like, oh, well, Wendy helps make it.
Yeah. Like, I can tell you there's only three ingredients in that. So don't, whatever.
And but Wendy makes lotion. Wendy does not let any bit of lotion go to waste. She
no,
had the most
she
moisturized
herself in it.
Skin.
She smells like the rainbow. I mean, yeah. Every scent we make is what she smells like when she leaves, when she helps out.
That's why your skin looks
They're
so,
so
good, though.
Detailed with like getting rid of things that may have sat around for 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, no. No, I will take that home. There'll be none of that. Tell us about all the events that, do you know the number of how many events you two have gone to? And
Oh, a total can, number?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's been we hit 1 million this year. No, I'm just kidding. 1 million shows.
It seems like it sometimes.
So we do events and markets all over. We do the Vintage Market Days. We used to do the Country Living Magazine events. I was a guest speaker for the magazine several times. We used to before Bambino's.
Before the Little Monsters.
I'd say 60-something events a year probably, not even including our own in-store events. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were on the road almost every weekend from September to mid-December.
It's quite a production because they set up for in Atlanta, Dallas, with wholesale. And you think that, you and I take the camper, we load it up. Mm-mm. This is pallets.
I've seen their pictures.
Yeah.
And your displays are just to die for.
It is.
That's our favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
We love to just design
displays.
And
I'm such a critic on displays and stuff. Like, I'm, like, so nitpicky, and I always staring at yours and enlarging it. And, like, oh, my gosh, how adorable. It's so cute.
The whole team works really hard at it.
Mm-hmm. And I think we thrive to make every display better than the last.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a goal. Like, okay, we did this, but how can we one-up the last one we did and make it better?
Even when you're sitting there, we're switching it. Wait, they walked by and they didn't look at that lip gloss. Okay, let's switch it this way. Yeah. The light's got to hit. It's a science. So, so how's business going in the new? Tell us about the new location.
So we recently moved to Perrysburg from Grand Rapids at South Boundary Shops because we wanted to get under one roof. Previously, we'd had our manufacturing facility in Fayette, Ohio, which was amazing, and we loved it there, but it was very hard being in two locations and getting things to the retail store.
And setting a retail store,
yes,
but also
and
running
rebuilding
wholesale.
Displays. And yeah, it was... Mm-hmm. We really needed to get under one roof, and we love Perrysburg. We love the local support there. They're very big about supporting local businesses and small businesses. It's not too far from Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. We were able to actually secure two places next door to each other, a restaurant and an old retail space. And a restaurant is exactly what we need. There is no difference, really, between cooking and making soap and all that. I mean, it's all still just chemistry, and you still need a stove, and you still need a sink, and you still need a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. If anybody's listening and wants to really love us, we would love a commercial dishwasher. It's on our wish list.
There you
someday.
Go. GoFundMe for a dishwasher.
But like a medium-sized one, nothing too big. It's a little tight and spacey.
What color?
I was just
going to
say,
steel?
I mean, I
love stainless, but if you could find a pink. Pink for sure.
There you go, a pink stove. Yeah, no, I think your location is key. And you're right, Perrysburg's is like Sylvania. They're just real supportive. The Chamber's great.
Yes,
yep.
We love the Chamber.
Yes. Yep.
We wish we could be Chamber members with all the Chambers because they're all just so amazing around here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and just the connections from
you
everyone.
You can, right?
Yeah,
you
oh,
can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can all... I was just thinking about
can
that.
You?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can be a member of any Chamber. Yeah, you can.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for networking, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is.
I never knew that.
I don't know of how much my... executive assistant sitting here slash queen of soap would appreciate me going to Chamber luncheons twice a week, every week.
If I get to go to one every other week, I'd be fine with it. As long as I get to go to one every now and then, I'd be okay. I'm a sucker for a cupcake.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, see, she's nice. I would be like, no, Wendy gets to go to all the fun things and I'm stuck here.
Stop. You know, that's not how you be.
No, I might. I don't know.
Tell us about the, okay, so what is very cool about her store, their store, all the things you can do. Because it's not just, you're not just going in there and like, oh, I need some lotion.
We really feel like ever since COVID, there's so much more meaning behind everything and people really want an experience. Mm-hmm. And my main mission in life and what I feel called to do is to educate about ingredients and healthy bath and body care and makeup and skincare and such like that. So we thought, let's get really crazy and let people come in the store and create their own custom lip gloss, bath bombs. They can craft soap, car diffusers, slime. Can't forget about that. That's been the newest thing we've been doing since we opened this new location is we have a slime bar.
Mm-hmm.
Because who thinks when they go to culinary school that 20 years later they're going to be making slime and phloam all day long? But it's great sensory play. It's a lot of fun, and we are having a blast doing it. And it's really awesome, even for adults. We have a lot of adults and kids that come in to do it all. The best is when kids come in with their parents, and the parents make slime too. That's my favorite, because really sensory play is important and good.
You're forgetting really the relaxing. Best part about the whole creative hub, though.
Oh, the mess is at our place, not yours?
No, my favorite is how it came to be. Remember, we were in Atlanta in July, and we were just, I think you had flown out before we did.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally on a flight back from Atlanta, sitting next to this poor girl who had to listen to us ramble for, what, a two-hour flight?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, you know what? We're just going to do it. We're just going to do it. We're just going to do it. So we're like shopping wallpaper because instantly that's what we go to is what wallpaper can we put in our creative hub? And
what
how are we going to
do?
Yes. So we're on this flight and we're like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We planned it out, talked about it, slept on it because sometimes we get crazy to get the word together.
I think we spent some money on that flight. We had Wi-Fi.
We ordered some Barbie stuff too.
Shouldn't drink wine on a plane and go shopping.
No,
you shouldn't ever drink and go shopping. I wake up and look on our site and I'm like, Wendy, what is this? And were you drunk? Because I don't know who is going to buy it.
But then they
buy it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, maybe we should shop when we're drunk.
Right.
I mean.
Right. But we came home from Atlanta and I think we had the creative hub put together in, what, a week?
Yep. Once all the furniture came, we built all the furniture. If you want to know how Alyssa builds furniture.
You don't.
Oh, I've watched her.
It's normally a little crooked. It's not sturdy.
Doors are on backwards, even though she's got my example sitting right in front of her.
Mm. Uh-huh. But at least she's got the patience. I'm like, just someone do it.
It's not the patience. It's, okay, I got to get this done, and I have to get it done fast. So that's why, like, we have crooked shelves. Things don't fall, though. Like,
that's all that matters.
It's the experience.
It's all good.
Right? If everything was straight, it might not be quite the experience.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just so happens, though, now I'm not allowed to build things. They've actually taken that. That's one hat they took away was the construction.
I think you might
can't do everything.
Did you do it on purpose? If I do this really bad,
sometimes,
this
you know,
many
you
times,
have to wonder.
Sometimes
you have to wonder.
I'm not
going to
tell. I'm not answering that question.
You're pleading the fifth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What advice do you have for people going into business? Because, you know, this whole table is full of advice.
None of us are opinionated.
No, this is a very quiet, non-opinionated
customer
group.
Service is the most important thing.
Okay.
going out of your way to fix it at any expense when you can. Happy customers spread word of mouth, and the best advertisement is word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Also, I would say to always remember that you'll have to evolve no matter what, probably.
Pivot.
So you have to be able to pivot and change. Times change, things change, trends change, and you can never think you will not be doing something like making slime in 20 years because you just never know.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Keep an open mind, I guess, is what I would say.
I also feel like you have to do what inspires you. Like, Crystal wouldn't have started this business if she wouldn't have, you know, had the inspiration and the heart behind it. I mean, I wouldn't be here for 7 years if I didn't see what good Green Bubble Gorgeous does for people, you know, all of the great products that we make with the high-end natural ingredients, all of that stuff, you know, it does make a difference. And seeing that firsthand for me, and even with my kids, I see, like, okay, my kids don't get UTIs when they take a bath with a bath bomb. Mm-hmm. But so many of customers do, and it's because, you know, when you look at the ingredients of the other bath bombs versus ours, so it is nice to be able to see and educate people about, you know, the healthy products that you should be putting on your skin and how it does actually make a difference.
100%.
Yeah. Gotta love what you do.
Yes. So all the butters that we use are all organic, sustainable, fair trade, and we use a lot of organic shea butter. And shea butter is actually, we've been told that cocoa butter is the best thing our whole lives, right? Mm-hmm. For scars and stretch marks and this and that and the other thing.
Yeah.
Shea butter has a lot more nutritive properties. So we actually really love shea butter. So we use a lot of shea butter in our products, a lot of organic certified fair trade cocoa butter, olive oil.
Coconut oil.
We do use sustainable palm kernel oil also just in our olive oil bars for the hardness, but they are like super creamy, lathery, bubbly bars. And
I like that. Super lather.
Creamy, bubbly bars. Say that fast 3 times.
Creamy, yeah.
Super bubbly bars.
It's kind of like super catchy.
Or use your radio voice and say that.
Yeah,
you
creamy, lathering, bubbly bars.
Oh, man. I know. It's a lot of fun. You guys are always a lot of fun. And I'm just really proud of how you've handled the last decade. Has it been over 10 years?
It's been 14 years.
Because when did I met? Yeah, 2016, I met her with LuLaRoe. Brought in some leggings.
Yep.
I still have my purple paper airplane leggings. I can't let go.
No,
I can't.
Those will be like vintage, and then they'll be worth $5,000. You should keep those.
I'll keep them forever.
You might have to be like 50 or 60.
I understand why older people become hoarders. I really do, because like our generation now, we see what all of our toys were worth, and I am like, who the heck sold all my toys? I want to know or threw them away or donated them. I want to know where that stuff's at.
Yeah.
Like Little Tykes Playhouse going for like $300 on eBay.
Uh-huh. Or those little phones that had the face on them.
Yeah.
And you used to dial them. They don't make them the same anymore.
No, it's definitely not the same.
No, and it makes you so happy when you see those things. Like, it's just the old, I don't know, good days.
I cried on Facebook. They had a whole thing on Facebook of all the stuff that we're thinking and talking about. Like the little water things that used to press the button and hoops had to go around it. Mm-hmm. And I watched this video. Literally, I got teary-eyed. Because what are the kids of today going to remember? A video game?
Mm, Barbie. True.
My kids actually have those things. They still sell them.
Oh, they do?
They do. Ohio Art still makes, I mean, you can go in Bryan, they make Etch-a-Sketch.
I'm learning a lot
and they make
of
other
new things
there.
Today. Oh. I know they still make Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, guys need me to pick you up one. Just give me a call. Yeah.
Yeah. They should go back to all those old toys.
What? And we're going to start wearing LuLaRoe.
Can we?
Can we?
No.
We
need
it. You do it.
No. It's like, no. Listen, yesterday I did see in this thread of boutiques, like, what's popular now thread? And someone popped in leggings that a different name, identical outfits. I'm like, oh, no. Like,
Wendy,
yeah.
Wendy,
no. I'm going to get them out.
I'm never going back to wearing anything that tight on my body again.
It's the prints.
Like, it doesn't matter. Even
the prints are horrific.
She's got, no, some of them are cute.
I had some that had sheep.
I know. Why were we putting
like
Doritos?
I remember you loved your sheep leggings, so
you
like worshipped
those. You don't have to take it that far.
You loved them.
Oh my
God. I do.
You're being called out.
Yeah. I grew up on a farm. I like animals, okay?
I know.
See?
Clearly.
I still have my purple paper airplane ones.
Uh-huh.
Hannah was so mad at me that I bought those and she didn't get them.
Yeah,
my mom bought me a pair and they're still in the packaging. They're just hideous.
We're doing a retro party.
Like, I was wearing the...
You had the Amelia on. Yes, I know, because that looked beautiful on
Wendy
you.
Wendy still remembers the names of the styles. Oh. Yeah.
She knows exactly probably what dress she
kind of still wears a dress. She has
what?
A dress.
I still have
I don't
a
know.
Few
it's got
dresses
big
in my
flowers.
Closet.
I have not put that
I
on.
And I saved my unicorn happy birthday leggings, because sometimes you have to wear those for, like, special occasions.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think Taylor Swift would want you to wear those, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe we should send her a pair.
Yeah. Ooh, you could send her like a box.
Send her a box of. I have $5,000 worth of it in my basement.
I just
Wendy
don't
Garrick, he's LuLaRoe
ever
stash.
Give me a pair or send me a box of them or anything because I will not wear them.
You were making
I
COVID
think
masks.
Awful.
We made COVID masks out of the. We did. She's right. I made masks out of the leggings, headbands. You can resell, upcycle. The masks were actually kind of soft and fun. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Oh, my heavens.
Until they have that gym sock smell, like, yeah. It's that kind of polyester material stuff yeah. That after a it, while it stinks.
It doesn't breathe. It's better than an N950 or 5, whatever they're called.
N95.
Yeah, that's way better than any of those.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, so will you guys come back and talk to us about the next thing? If it's slime now, maybe next year it'll be...
What will it be? Tell us. We're waiting. No. We're trying to figure it out.
No.
Tune back in.
If we were
find
only
out.
All
Wendy might have the best idea yet.
I know.
She's looking
you guys,
serious.
Oh, I love how you're actually looking at me to think that I may have come up with something this. No. No, but thanks but, for coming. Well, we, oh, where we can to, we find?
Oh, go ahead. Lori. You go ahead.
No.
Well, first tell us where you can find us, and then we have a question
find
to ask
them.
You.
Yeah, where we can
find us.
No. Where you can find us like at Green Bubble Gorgeous, in Perrysburg at South Boundary Shops, or online at greenbubblegorgeous.com. You can read all about us. Check us out on Facebook, too, Instagram, all the good places.
We just started TikTok. We're not Woo! Very good, but we're working
know, we're
on
old,
it.
We're old, so we're trying. We don't want to get addicted to TikTok, and we're scared we're going to.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know.
You never know. But right. You're going to ask him our famous
so,
question?
Yes. So tell us why you are our cool friends.
Because you're so hip to the groove.
That's a good like answer. That.
That's like the best answer, yeah.
It is. Yeah, well, we don't want to insult the others because there's been some funny ones. But, there, yeah, no, that is, that's the best
well,
one.
Well, and you're
yeah.
just downright okay. awesome.
Yeah. If I'm in Slovenia.
We miss it's because you guys are cool.
Yes. Oh, it's because we're cool?
It's because you're cool.
You hear that?
You were.
We're cool, Sally.
You are. You wouldn't be here if you weren't.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Well, we think you're pretty cool,
it is
cool
called
too.
Hot Topics Cool Friends. We can't have non-cool friends.
Well, what if it was Cool Topics and Hot Friends?
Well, we tried that, but we got...
We tried that.
We did try that. It was the first
is
one.
Is that going to get
like,
cut out?
No, no, but we asked. That's
we
funny
did.
You bring that
that's
up.
What we wanted.
Because that's what we were getting. Yeah.
But it got niched.
All right, so you'll come back?
Of course.
Of course. Awesome. We'd love to be back.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you for joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Pfeiffer, our executive producer, and
Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.